Hey, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, everybody. Welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This is the idea of a talk show. Thank you so much for coming out. Oh, we have so many things. You have surprises planned for everybody. Just wait. There's so many surprises. Oh. Well, we're doing all politics. You got to get out the vote. You got to rock the vote this Tuesday, guys. Rock the vote Tuesday. Don't forget Tuesday. I am a jet setter. Fly on airplanes, take buses, take trains. That movie, that's about me. It's a slow, regretful laugh that that man didn't want. I get the reference. I didn't want to get the reference, but I did. That's okay, everybody. Sometimes we get references. 2.0, guys. Web 2.0. Get on it. Catch the wave. It's exciting. We got Twitter. We got Pinterest. Flickr. Those are things, man. We got Tumblrs, too. Friendster. MySpace. Places for friends, man. AOL chat rooms. Just think about it. Think about chat rooms. Really quickly, the house band tonight isn't our usual house band. This is a guy is named Ian Walters. And Ian Walters, please put your hands together for the very talented Ian Walters. Ian Walters did, I think, the first 9 months or so of the show in Washington, D.C., and he's absolutely wonderful. And every once in a while, I ask him to come back, and I'm incredibly nervous whenever he's here. Like, I don't want to disappoint Ian Walters. But to keep this in mind, we did the first 9 months at the Looking Glass Lounge on a Monday night during Monday Night Football. The football game was on all the time. Even in April, they played reruns of Monday Night Football. It was fantastic. People were excited about the games. We played fantasy football. It was the it might have been the worst 9 months of shows in the history of shows. And we do so many shows. Once again, I'm a jet setter here. And I just want to make sure that everyone realizes that he's a very talented man, and whatever I say is no reflection of this man. Moving on. I'm a jet setter, guys. I got frequent fly. I got so many miles. I was on a plane this week, Monday morning, because I'm that important. I flew an American Airlines plane from Chicago to Washington, D.C. And it was the first time ever that they actually played a movie during the flight, because the flight's only like an hour 20 minutes. You don't really need a movie. Exactly, dude. I'm with you, man. It's like Bora 4. So, why are you pointing at me? Like, who else could it be? I'm the one with the microphone. Okay. Oh, it's going to be a weird one. All right, so they play a movie, which is totally appropriate for a flight to Orlando on a weekend. They played Katy Perry's Part of Me, which is a fantastic documentary, musical, mockumentary. It's just a lady dancing for an hour and 20 minutes whose outfit has breastplates that are candy cane shaped, and they spin. She's got spinning boobies the entire movie. Here's the weird part about that movie. It's in the midst of the failing of her marriage with the very funny Russell Brand. So you see a woman crying with spinning boobies over a Brit. It was like last week's show, if anyone was here. Anyways, they weren't. They weren't here. It was a weird show. So I was watching Katy Perry's Part of Me, because you do as one would do on a jet-setting plane. And I tried to find the like channel you could listen to the music, because it's kind of like you should listen to the thing you're watching. They didn't pipe in the audio for Katy Perry's Part of Me. There's like 20 stations on the flight. None of them were Katy Perry. So they had a classical station. I would listen to that for a while. That was not it. So then I switched to the 50s rock and roll station. That's before the Beatles existed, guys. Catch up. The Beatles, good band. Check them out, thebeatles.com. So, so I listened to the 50s station, and it was all just songs about teenagers trying to kill themselves because a girl left them. And it was delightful. Just for an hour and 20 minutes, like, I wish he was here. I'm a runaway. Here's a knife in my throat. It was fucking great. I wore a leather coat so I would fit in. It was wonderful. And I asked the flight attendant, I was like, how long have you been playing this movie? They're like, a month straight. I go, like, the audio isn't on. You can't listen to the movie that you're watching. She goes, we know. Why are you doing this? Why are you playing this and no one could hear it? No one's brought it up. No one cares. Ladies and gentlemen, you are at the podcast equivalent of a visual-only Katy Perry film. That's it. We're going to stop now. I thought that was a good show, everybody. 1 to 10, that was like a 6. No. 6, you want to pack up, you want to go home?
7.5.
7.5, oh, you're drunk right now, aren't you? We have a fantastic show. It's so much better than that. I really thought that would have been better than last week's. Oh, last week I did this whole thing about how Jewel was going to unite the country.
4 more years!
4 more years!
4 more years!
We do have a fantastic show. The very, very funny Jen Tisdale is the co-host.
Hello.
The very, very talented Ian Walters is the guest. Stephanie's here. Ben's here. David's here. So many white people are here, ladies and gentlemen. Please put your hands together for Ian Walters.
Ian's not white.
Ian Walters, everybody! You can see Ian every Wednesday night at the Looking Glass Lounge. Sunday night, he's here. Sometimes he's playing. He's at the Zoo Bar. He's at other places. He's probably got 30 Christmas gigs coming up. We'll be here this Sunday. Jen, how are you?
I'm really good.
Are you?
Well, I mean, I'm still like dying slowly financially, but I have a story. I have two stories. One,
welcome.
As you know, my car battery died today in front of my office.
Yes.
It's been dying for weeks. My mom's like, you should get your battery checked out. And I'm like, fuck you, mom, because I'm 32 slash,
so you showed your
slash
mom.
17. Yeah, I showed her. I showed her that she was fucking right. I showed her that she was right. And it died today, illegally parked in front of my office. That's fine. I'm like, oh, it's my soul. And
what year?
It's a 2006. There's no excuse. And that was a good year for not me. And so here's what happened. A guy that owns a garage near me came and brought one of those battery things. Like, you don't even need another vehicle. I didn't even know that existed. I was like, what is this magic? Like, you just hook it up to the battery. And then he gave me the battery thing for the weekend. Because every time I start my car, I'm going to need the battery thing. So every time I get into my car this weekend, I'm going to have to jump it.
Wait,
because I can't afford to get a new battery until I get paid on Thursday.
Have you met this?
Because I'm an asshole.
Wait, how much is a new battery?
It's more than I have.
How much is a new battery?
$160.
Oh, my, you can't afford a new battery?
No, I can't afford that, you guys.
All right, we're going to be passing around a donation. No, shut up. Jesus Christ, this is sad. We're going to be passing around a
donation. It's not sad. Can I tell you why it's not sad? Because I don't use credit cards. If I had credit cards, we'd be fine.
So you have awful credit.
No. Do you know why I don't use credit cards? Because I would be at Forever Fucking 21 every fucking day.
That doesn't mean.
And I'd be like, Forever 32. I don't care. I'd be like, what? More American Apparel, more H&M, more Urban Outfitters, more eBay. No. So for now, I live on cash.
If we give you $160 cash tonight, will you get a new battery?
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Wait, why won't that happen?
Because I'm going to sell 4 more pairs of underwear.
So that was... Wait, the people on the podcast don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I sold my undies for $50. This is where we record. And that's true. And I'm going to sell more. I don't care. I don't even wear... Like, yeah, what is it? They're underwear. I'm not selling myself, my soul, my...
How did you get involved in the selling underwear business?
Oh, casual encounter.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well,
was it on Craigslist.org?
Well, hold on. I was doing research for something else.
Wait, really quick. What were you doing?
Research for a joke
led to selling underwear.
Well, because
in reality.
Because I came across a guy that was like, I want your panties. I was like, oh, I can totally do that. That's fine. That's not me as a person. I'm not selling a part of my soul.
How much are the underwear that you're selling?
How much did I pay for them?
Yeah.
Oh, like $10.
So $10.
I made $40.
So you made $40.
And I know that you guys are like, she's undateable, and I don't care.
I never said that. I think you're a catch.
Some of these, my snatch is a catch. But hey.
Wait, what weird accent? Wait, stop talking. What weird accent was that?
My snatch is a catch?
Yeah, but you...
4 more years of my vagina. Yeah,
all
yeah.
right. Well,
no. Anyway, so that was today. But then I did something else that you'll appreciate. It's dad-related. It's dad-related.
Oh, God damn it. Go ahead.
Eat a dick. So Brandon and I both don't know our dads. And
but I'm not selling my underwear.
But that's nothing...
That has a lot to
do
with it.
Do you want to know why? Because nobody wants to buy your underwear.
Nope, that's not it. Wait. Really quick. That was my absolute favorite crowd response of all time. Equal parts disgust and pity.
Really?
It was brilliant. Oh, yeah, buy it.
Whatever, you guys. I know I just lost about 6 friends. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I love you all right now.
All right.
But anyway, so listen to what I did. I don't know my dad, but I found a savings bond that he gave me when I was 2 years old today. So I took it to the bank. I was like, oh, I'm going to cash this. Right? I forgot about interest. It was $50. I got $150 for it, and I think that made up for 30 years. So what's $150? So it was $5 a year.
I feel like I'm talking to my mom right now.
Five a year. No, this is not sad. This is hilarious.
No, that's really sad in every way.
No, it's really funny.
Hey, it's really sad because you didn't even do the math correct. It was $100 interest.
But I got $150, so I made $5 a year for 30 years.
That still doesn't add up.
30 times 5 is $150.
No, but... Oh, God, you're forgetting the initial $50.
It doesn't matter. I still... What I'm talking about... Do you guys following me? I got $150. I made myself $5 a year. It doesn't matter what he spent.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
You guys are following
me.
Okay,
so you made $150. You think you made
$150. I personally made $150 because he spent $50 of his own money.
Jen, it's $150 minus $50.
No, it's not because it's his money, not mine. Are you guys following me? Logan, you're giving me the thumbs up. Logan is fucking with me. We're not going to do this because we're going to go up like this forever.
You made $3.33 a year interest.
Nope. I made $5. I made $5.
What? Thank you. You're with math. This is not some crazy witch and... This is some Nate Silver shit up here, man.
Talking about the money I personally made. And today I got $150 for doing nothing.
It's the difference between being able to buy 2 or 3 pairs
of underwear. Thank you.
That's why he's the band of the evening. Oh, my God. Let's move along. Those were great true stories.
They're not sad at all. I'm not sad. If you're sad...
Jen, it's only not sad because you're, like, pretty and there's still hope.
Yeah, forward, okay. Forward, 4 more years.
4 more years, okay.
4 more pairs of panties.
Oh, you only own 1 pair a year, apparently. All
true.
Right. Well, you're a pretty lady still, so kudos to you, Jen Tisdale.
Thanks.
Coming to the stage, she's a very talented editor. She does video stuff. And I'm glad she's on the show. I will definitely butcher her last name. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Stephanie Breho, everybody. Real Stephanie! Hi. You could use the desk.
Ah, sweet. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I would like to point out how talented Ian Walters is by playing the most appropriate Weezer song after Jen Tisdale talked.
You guys are the worst. I'm very happy with myself.
Okay. Stephanie, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Brandon.
What's your last name?
Brejo.
Brejo.
What,
did not see that
What
coming.
Nationality is that?
Apparently it's Portuguese.
Are you Portuguese?
No. Well, maybe.
What is your nationality? Let's break it down.
I don't know. You know, it's funny. So I had some family that thought it would be funny when moving from Spain to Americanize our last name, which was apparently Brejo or Brejo.
Okay.
And they moved here. And when they got all Ellis Island on that shit, they changed it to something they thought would be American.
They thought Brejo would be American?
They thought Brejo
would be
American.
Maybe it was Bruja, which I think is witch. Maybe.
Yeah, that
Spanish.
Is. Which is actually a lot cooler.
Just letting you guys know, we're going to probably set fire to her later.
Oh, totally cool.
Stick around for that finale.
So within a minute of you appearing on the show, you've been threatened to burn to death. So that's...
But like, do you guys want some gummy bears?
Yes, in a loving way.
We do an audio podcast. I don't think it's the best idea, but sure, why not? Thank you.
Thank you.
We get drinks at the Wonderland
Bar.
Thank you,
Joe. Life should be forever, all the time.
I kind of agree, actually. Stephanie, what's your day job?
I am the assistant editor of Brightest Young Things.
Yes, you are.
Yay!
Okay.
I love you guys.
Thanks, guys.
She said, "I love you guys." Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I write for Brightest Young Things occasionally,
so do I. Occasionally.
Thank you. So does Jen Tisdale. Since moving to Washington, D.C., and since writing for Brightest Young Things, I've only heard awful things about Brightest Young Things.
It's true. We're actually almost proud of that.
So do you want to dispel rumors or do you want to try to make it worse?
But who's saying these awful things? Because all of your events are sold out, like, whoa. So it's
usually half
guys.
The people at the events... And it's true. That's the fun thing about going to British Thing events. Half the crowd is like there dancing, having fun, and as soon as they can't afford drinks or Coke, they're like, oh, fuck this place. I think that's the
norm. I think that's true for any place, though. The second you can't afford drinks or Coke anywhere, you're like, fuck this place. Like tonight, when I run out of Coke, I'm going to be like, fuck Wonderland, even if it's in the middle of the podcast.
You've done that. It's
fine. So if anybody has Coke, I'm, you know.
Okay, so do you want to dispel any rumors or do you want to spread some?
Maybe we should spread some. Maybe that's more fun.
One of the things that British Things is known for is human trafficking. Yes or no?
Yeah, completely, 100%.
Okay, now when you're going to human traffic, what are the races you try to go for?
Really just every minority. You know, but I were...
Wait, really quick.
Yes, because it's an Obama America.
Is this because of Obama's America?
Obama's America.
Yes, 100%.
Every minority.
But I want to say that we are also kind of an equal opportunity trafficker, so anyone who's white here, which is almost everyone, if you feel like...
You know what?
You know,
white is the new minority. Minority,
yeah,
so,
you know.
Oh, no, I'm in trouble. I'm pretty white. I'm just
and
letting
you're blonde.
I'm letting everyone know it's audio podcast. I'm pretty white.
We know you're pretty white, Jen. No one else is. Actually, no, I shouldn't say that. I'll move on from saying awful things about Jen Tisdale. Do you like the job?
I do.
Okay.
Wait, as editor, technically, like really what, not to be a jerk, what do you do really?
That's a fair question.
And I don't think, and I know it's not a made up thing. Like once I had a question about grammar, and I remember I emailed Logan, and I was like, I think I got this grammatically incorrect.
Really quick, for the listener at home, Logan is another editor.
Sorry.
That's true.
I was like, I had fucked it up, and he was like, we fixed it in post. So what do you do? Tell us what you do.
Well, we try our best to fix things in post. I think the really amazing thing about BYT is that everyone who works there wears a lot of hats. So
and that's literal, I think, because you
think
guys
so.
Are fashionable and adorable, and I love you so much.
Thanks, Jen.
It's like going to the Kentucky Derby every day at work.
With a lot of black plastic.
God, you guys are attractive. I just want to live in your souls.
You do every day.
I think I do. You're right. I stalk you all on Facebook and sometimes on Gmail. Go ahead.
I think that everybody who works there has to do a lot of, you'll be a photographer and you'll sell advertising. Or, you know, you'll be an events coordinator, but you also, you know, write some pieces. So
what are your favorite pieces that you write?
My favorite pieces that I contribute to are not necessarily
Is it the obituary?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the obits.
The obits. And then it's O-B-Y-T. You guys. We just came up with that right now.
I feel like that could be something.
Fuck. That's mine. My new column. Go ahead. The obit, O-B-Y-T. Why is Logan shaking his head? No, we're going to do this. Do it.
I would say that my favorite pieces are probably maybe some of the video work that I do.
Yes, you do video work.
Eric Lofton. Who is that? Is that his name? Eric Loft?
Yeah.
Who's that fucking genius?
He's our brilliant graphic designer.
On me.
Motherfucker who comes up with every single sort of logo that you see, every banner, every flyer. He's a great guy.
Give it up for banners, guys. Give it up for banners.
He's talented. All right, so back to what you do. I'm so sorry. You wear many hats, but what's the hat you wear the most?
Well, I would say my favorite hat is probably the video hat.
Yeah.
Do videos that aren't BYT related as well?
Occasionally, but most of them are, you know, sort
like
of
home
like
videos?
Here we are
opening up Christmas presents. I don't want to watch that.
What's your favorite holiday to make a home video?
Halloween, because I enjoy the witching and the burning.
Yeah,
and
again
the,
with that. See, she's into it.
And the
don't
poisoning small children with razor blades.
They're the worst.
So really quick, BYT is sort of this like all-encompassing umbrella.
It's a cult.
You will birth a child and then burn it down and then write an OBYT about it.
That's my new thing.
On a lot
Here
of cocaine.
Comes my
on
new
a lot
fucking
of
column.
We do it on a lot of coke.
So how do you pay rent at the BYT offices?
Well, aside from human trafficking.
wait. So is that like your main income or is that like...
Do you ever get into a human traffic jam? Oh fuck you guys. That was a great joke.
No, it wasn't. The OBYT was a great joke.
That's your new column.
That's your new
fucking
column.
Your column,
Jen. We rely sort of half on advertising and half on event sales.
Yeah. You guys do really well in the sales. I think
I asked for a breakdown
once, and I got the hell of a breakdown.
Yeah. My favorite part about going to every BYT event is talking to everyone that actually runs the BYT event outside, not, like, partying at all.
Like,
everyone just like,
Kale is so very serious.
No, it's fun because I've talked to every single BYT, like, editor, and every one of them is working slash miserable at these events.
What did I say?
Like, I want to be at home watching Netflix.
At the election party, I was blackout drunk.
I saw the photo. You totally were.
I look like I shoved.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked like I was shitting my pants in that photo.
No, you're standing up and you're like in a sway.
I was
move
the heroine. I was doing like the heroin.
Oh, Obama! And that was awesome.
But six times I went to Svetlana, who was what the is she CEO? What is her
founder,
technical? The founder.
CEO.
And I said, "You're looking so serious tonight." And then
she's working.
And then I said it 10 times. It was whatever. It bared repeating.
All right.
Anyway, go ahead. Moving right along.
That's fine. Are you happy at BYT?
I am.
Is that your sole source of income, more or less?
Yeah.
I'm fucking so jealous.
What were you? Wait, Jen. Do you really want that job?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I want that job? Why wouldn't I want that to be my job? My current job is degrading and awful.
Why?
Because I work at a law firm. Those people are horrid.
Does BYT have a lawyer?
Sort of.
How does that
work? They probably
work?
Have a consultant friend of theirs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like James Comstock or somebody.
Consultant friend.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm looking through my bag. I'm trying to find something. It's not working out.
But no, of course I would. But then when I moved to New York eventually, and you guys are up there now, we should talk about that maybe for a minute.
Could you get Jen a job is what really
no,
what
no,
we're
no,
asking.
No. That's not what I want. I'm not going to do that. We're not going to put you on the spot. I don't want to do that right now. But I know
but
that
later. You're going to do that later.
Maybe later.
When I'm a little drunk, obviously, I'll do a lot of things later. More undies. Now I just have a trunk full of underwear for anyone who wants them.
Maybe you could write about that for one of our columns.
Shit, I will.
The underwear thing.
I'll give that guy's email address out so fast.
What's the goal? I mean, like, you got this job like 6 months ago?
Nine months ago.
Sorry.
The gestation period of a human baby, Brandon.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
Like, what do you want to happen with it?
I'm just really looking forward to our new New York expansion. And actually, we've got a new site that is launching on Monday.
BYT,
really?
Is it BYT NYC?
We do. Well, it's BYT.
It's OBYT.org.
Oh, is it OBGYN?
.HTML.
.Netscape. .Netscape.
Yeah.
It's a DOS program, so you guys are going to have to.
It's going to take a really long time to load.
My internet provider is net zero.
It takes a long time
to even get your site
to load.
Do you
need to borrow one of my AOL disks? All right, let me ask you this, and maybe you can't answer this, or maybe it's not a thing.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to expand to L.A.?
That's a little far in our future.
But maybe in the future, maybe.
Are you trying to move to L.A. and you want to
talk? I used to live there, but all I did was coke and band guys. So,
That and sex trafficking is BYT.
It wasn't Hooba Steak. It wasn't Hooba Steak. It was the Bloodhound Gang. Thank you.
Wait, really quick. She's not joking. More importantly, she owns that shit. Jen Tisdale is the Eminem of the Washington, D.C. comedy scene.
Yeah.
She's on buses. She's got spaghetti all over her hoodie. She's writing down lyrics furiously. Her mom's fucking some kid from high school. They were classmates. It's really weird.
And I've written murder songs about my wife. It's a fine thing.
What's your favorite murder song about wives, Stephanie? Go.
Oh, God.
So many.
So many.
So many.
I don't know. My favorite murder song about wives specifically?
Only about wives.
Could it be just murder songs?
Sure, we'll start there.
Okay, there's a really good song by Greenskeepers called...
Shit, you have an answer for
God
that.
Oh, goddammit.
You fucking asshole.
I love
We're so
about
mad
murder.
At you right now
no,
for
great.
Having knowledge.
Songs about murder. It's great. There's a great one called Lotion that's got a lot of the Silence of the Lambs lines in it, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Elliot Smith Son of Sam song that's really
Oh,
great.
Of course,
there's...
Elliot Smith, Mr. Stab Myself.
Yeah. A lot of great songs about murder out
Well,
there.
We've covered Elliot Smith, Obituaries,
Which, by
sales.
The way, are one and the same, I might add. He's dead.
Yes.
Brighty Shunk things can be found at obyt.org.
OBGYN.
They can be found at obgyn.netscape.
BrightyShunkThings.com.
You guys have like 30 Instagram accounts.
8 million.
There's eight. You own a third of Instagram.
I got an Insta. Like Svetlana took my picture at Halloween and she goes, "Are you?"
It's always about you.
Yeah, it is. And she goes, are you on Instagram? I said, no. And she goes, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
and I was like, so many things. The least of all is a lack of Instagram account.
Stephanie, you're an absolute delight. You're a wonderful person. And I do want to talk to you off mic because we're doing this thing at the Strathmore that I want you to be involved in.
Am I there for that?
Thank you.
Not BYT, but you and the video, and I want to talk
I'm
to you about that.
That
off mic.
All right.
That's how I do shit on mic. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. You cool?
Yeah.
For the very talented Stephanie Breho, everybody. Stephanie Breha. Breha. Breho. Breha. David Paho, everybody. David Paho.
Good. Did good.
Coming to the stage is another media mogul of the town. Unlike Stephanie, people know his name. No offense, Stephanie, because in BYT they don't have last names. That's why I'm saying that. People know you as Stephanie, not like last name. This guy, everyone knows his fucking last name. 2 weeks ago or 1 week ago? A week ago, he added to a Craigslist post about bros.
Was it about panties?
About bros. And more importantly, he's here to give me money.
Shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together, for he owes me money. DC is Ben Freed, everybody. Play Yay! Him on, Ian.
Wait, that fucking Renaissance bro thing?
Yes, yeah, that's all Ben.
He didn't
write the original post.
No.
But what did you do about that post? Do you guys know about this Renaissance crazy bro? Of course you do, guys.
Some people know. A week ago, there was an ad on Craigslist for a couple of so-called Renaissance bros.
Which, by the way, is an oxymoron, obviously.
And they were looking for a new Renaissance bro to move into their apartment. And there were a lot of lines in the Craigslist ad about knowing each other's taints with their eyes closed and very big bro network dinners at Ruth's Chris.
There's always going to be some bro stopping through from some other bro town.
Well, to be
I think the guys in the back know what we're talking about. You guys are in a frat.
Really quick.
Yeah.
I do actually know the taint of all of my band members from afar. Nathan's is good. Ian's isn't. Ian's is hairy and weird, and that's why he's getting married, because he can't find anybody else in life. You know, you got to get married when you got a weird taint. Is that true, Ben Freed?
I suppose so.
Why wasn't that in your piece? Why don't you report the truth?
Well, because I'm not getting married. You're getting married. Ian's getting married.
That's why I'm getting married. I got a weird taint. See?
Ian's getting married.
I know.
Ian's getting married.
Ian Walters just... I wasn't referring to your weird taint. I was referring to Ian Graham's weird taint.
Did you get married?
It's really difficult.
Ian Walters is married.
Yeah, his is a beautiful taint. His is a marriage out of love, not weird taints.
And Ian,
the other guy, though, weird taint.
Ian Graham is getting married this weekend.
Now, this weekend. Yeah, that's right. Everybody, Ian Graham's getting married.
He's in a band called Lenorable.
That's some bullshit with love and marriage. Love and marriage.
Nathan's very depressed about it.
I know his weird taint. Okay, so anyway, that's not why you're on the show.
I'm not, no.
Why are you on the show, Ben Freed?
If you guys talking about politics, I'm literally getting off the fucking
stage.
Don't
worry about it, you're fine.
No, I really am going to get off the stage.
Shut up, you're fine.
Eat
a dick.
I'm trying to eat dicks, but you keep talking. Okay. That's what we're doing on the show. We're eating dicks. Ben, why are you on the show?
So once upon a time, a year ago, there was a comedy club that opened in Washington called Riot Act Comedy Club.
Oh, shit.
Give it up, guys. Riot Act.
It's no longer around.
They're no longer around.
Penn Social Club.
Because now they went out of business. Then they have, like, board games and, you know, skee-ball and shit
then
like that.
That's where I'll take the panties guy to the board game place.
Right.
It'll be great.
Really, stop, sidebar, really quick. Do you think that the frat guy is the guy that bought the panties? From the bro house?
No, that dude sent me his photo.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay. So anyway, Riot Act opened in August 2011.
Yes.
And
Brandon,
8-11, never
forget. Side story, I did their very first open mic night. Their very, very first open mic night, I did it.
Why are you telling us
I heard
us
you had
this?
To pay to get in the
because
open
it's you had to pay to get in the open mic, story.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't have to pay, but I did the
Oh, you got him. You didn't have to pay to go to that open mic? Nope. Got him, Jen. Nailed it.
No, absolutely not.
Welcome to the dog pound.
Did you
really quick sidebar again. Arsenio Hall's like costume budget must have been $1 billion. Every night he had a new
just
leather coat.
Just shoulder pads alone.
That's insane. Do you know how hard it is to have regular suits? He had a new leather coat every night. Ben, why are you on the show?
So when Riot Act opened, you and I went to the opening night party.
We did. It was a bash.
It was really horrible. I mean, the comedy was horrible, and the place was kind of horrible, which is why they're out of business. Also, it was horrible.
You got him again, man. Just bomb. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, but we both got really drunk.
Hey!
We did.
Speak for yourself, man.
We were both pretty drunk.
All right, that's fair.
And we started talking about...
Taints
and President Obama's chances of re-election, which in August 2011 looked somewhat grim.
Yes.
And we bet...
This is the longest fucking story.
Shut up, Jen.
I will get to the part about where I sold my panties eventually.
Can we just get... Well, not for 50 bucks. Can we just get there?
Okay. Anyway, we bet $50...
Oh, hey, never mind.
...that... over the election that just happened on Tuesday.
Yes.
You bet on Obama.
Yes.
I bet on the field.
Yes.
I lost.
Yes.
Because I was drunk and I didn't realize how shitty Republicans are at running campaigns.
Hey, calm down. This is a white bar, okay?
Well,
everybody's
yes, we can.
Everybody's okay, KKK with this.
Everybody, yeah. Except for like the one guy back.
Show.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm still laughing at
that. I just ordered the all white omelet.
This will probably make everybody very happy, except for the one guy back there who voted for Romney. If you're still here. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, then you're all
you
want
to know why?
He's going to get out the vote. Tuesday's an important day.
Because my fully functioning vagina scared the shit out of him.
He was scared.
Like, what? That thing can do whatever it wants. I was like, I know, yeah, I can. Yes, we can.
He seems really frightened.
Yes, we can. Vagina.
Give me the money.
All right, I'll give you the money. Anyway, I owe Brandon
$50. There you go.
Yeah! Brandon, you can buy a pair of panties with that.
Yeah.
From her. Buy it. You should buy it.
Full circle. Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay.
Have you seen my
panties? It's not on mic. Don't refer. Oh. Ben, yeah. I want to thank you for living up to the bet. It's a hard thing to say. You were wrong about everything political. And
or just everything.
And it means a lot.
I'm generally wrong about everything.
In the bigger picture, Ben's never right.
I'm always wrong.
Thank you. I'm going to use this money to buy everyone that's been on the show booze and some other people booze. So thank you so much for being a real man and paying me the money that you obviously owe me because you make horrible decisions in life. Okay, so... You want to talk about DCist at all, or are you good?
Sure.
Yeah,
all right,
let's
cool.
Do it.
You started a year ago.
Brightest
Youngest, we call it.
Right, Brightest Youngest.
Brightest Youngest. do you like it?
It has its good days.
This is like a medium.
When you're mad medium. At it, that's do you call it DCist?
Do you like Ariana?
Yeah, I work for Ariana Huffington.
Yeah.
It's cool. No, I do like my. I love my job.
Yeah, no, I like my job.
Do you know Ariana?
Yeah, we hang out.
Yeah.
We buy panties together.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Didn't she send you a sweater?
Did I what?
Did you get a sweater last
year? Did she destroy
your
sweater?
I wasn't there last year.
Did she destroy your sweater?
We've already had one Weezer reference.
No, we've had three.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, your site's cool.
Yeah, we try to be.
I've literally never been there. Tell me about it.
Jesus Christ, Jim.
Never been there?
Sorry, I meant to do some research, and then I fell asleep.
Oh, God, you're very mean. Okay, one of the things I like about your stuff is when you write the personal stuff. I really liked your Jeopardy piece.
Thank you.
Ben wrote this really long piece about attending Jeopardy. It was really good. I like the 3 stars column that Val writes.
Yep.
I could care less about your soccer coverage because I'm American. No offense.
Yeah.
It's okay. Look, I will defend the soccer coverage because right now the soccer team...
They're advanced. They're going to Houston.
They're in the playoffs, and we have a very committed, very dedicated beat writer on the soccer team.
Do you really?
We really do.
Wait, he's on the soccer team?
He's not on the team, but he follows the team around.
He's just on
them. He went up to New Jersey this week to watch...
Whoa, he went all the way up to New Jersey?
Whiskey for
have
you.
Metal.
Have you ever been to Harrison, New Jersey? It's a pretty fucking awful place.
I don't know anything about that place.
Yeah, it's pretty
impressive. Some people would classify you as a negative man. Is that fair?
No.
Cool.
That was a negative answer. And
no, I think you're a smart man that makes awful bets that I benefit from.
I've made one awful bet that you've benefited from.
Do you want to do another bet? I want to have another bet.
I don't know.
Give him another drink before you give him another bet.
Did I get
an executive
producer credit out of this bet?
Are you going to bet on 2016?
I just gave you $50.
So?
So how much do you usually raise?
Are you betting on 2016? It's going to be Hillary Clinton and Chris Christie.
I'm going to go Jeb Bush.
And he's going to win because he's going to eat her.
Chris Christie.
Obviously.
Okay,
he's going to unhinge his jaw.
Do you want to bet on the Republican nomination for 2016 now?
Christie.
$50 bet.
Good Lord, no.
Why? I want you to lose more money to me.
Is Giuliani still an option?
Hopefully, look, in 2016, hopefully I'll be making more money than I made in 2012.
How much money did you make?
He would make $32,000 a year by then.
Why would you make fun of people's income? That's very rude of you.
I make more than that.
You don't know how much
I'm available.
I'm
available. I live in my mom's house.
Wait. You make more than that and you can't afford a $160 battery for a car?
No, I can't. You want to know why? Because I like drinking and clothes. I'm the fucking worst.
I don't know.
I am the fucking worst.
Could you help her with a budget, maybe? I don't know.
No.
I don't
want a budget. I want to continue. I want to be anxious all the time.
I don't even have a budget to pay my freelancers.
Yeah, you guys don't pay, so
yeah.
Good luck with that, guys. It's a bunch of suckers right
well,
for you
we
guys.
Have some very, we have some very dedicated people. Love.
Very dedicated suckers.
Love, right?
No!
No, there's at least two of them in the audience right now, so they're very... They're,
you should
they're,
buy them a drink. You
I will buy
them
a drink.
Okay, good. So Ben's buying everyone in the bar a drink because he lost. Is that right?
No, I'm buying the two people in the audience.
No, no, you're buying everyone in the bar money drinks. You're picking up the tab. Yay! Ben is the best! And if you go back on your bet, everyone's going to murder you.
And by and when we say drinks, he's buying you all milk. Oh, shit. Loophole. Loophole.
Ben, thank you for doing this.
We're
going to do a one-on-one interview, not in front of people.
We really should.
Do you want to plug the website?
Yeah, it's dcs.com, and when you know Jen is not is busy not reading it, we
sorry,
write about...
I update Facebook and Twitter a lot.
So do we.
so much. Follow me.
When Jen is busy not reading DCS, we write about as much news and arts and everything else that happens in DC and the surrounding area as possible.
You do a very good job. You actually do.
And we try to do our best. And
could I get, since I won this bet, I get to tell you how to run your site. Okay. Number
you already got my money.
Shut up, my show. Number one, don't make fun of bros anymore.
Oh, do you want to know? Do you know Ian Graham? Ian Graham and I came up with a really fun term. You know, their collar, the popped collar seems really specific, and we decided that they use a measurement called a bro tractor. Get it?
No.
Fuck you guys.
Ah!
You guys are the worst. Oh, thank you. One clap. A bro tractor.
Well,
come on,
Ben,
come on.
I think you're a very, very good editor. You're probably a way better editor than me. I'm happy with my job. Don't take it. People could read your stuff. You post like 8 to 10 things a day.
Yeah.
You get underpaid. You got to get out of that racket, dude.
It's kind of a grind.
Well, he's $50 less rich. That's for fucking sure.
We're buying shots, everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
We're gonna LMFAO Schwartz. Yeah, shots, and sluts, and everybody. Jerks. So quiet.
Brightestyoungdcs.org. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the very
DCS.com.
Nice, the very nice Ben Fried, everybody. Ian Walters, once again. I don't know if you guys knew this. We had a very important day on Tuesday. Coming to the stage is somebody that has a lot to say. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mitt Romney, everybody. Mitt Romney, come on up. Mitt, take a seat. Mitt, I want to thank you for making it all the way from Utah to Washington, D.C. to be part of You, Me, Them, Everybody. I appreciate your time.
Well, slow down there, Brandon. Slow down. Actually, it's not Utah. It's Massachusetts. I live in Massachusetts.
Oh, cool.
I'm a big-time Red Sox fan. They play sports ball.
They do. They're good.
They're one of the premier clubs in the sports ball league.
That is true.
Gotta give it up for my Red Sox. Anyway, Brandon, I came on your show tonight to talk about something that's very important for me. You know, Ann and I have had such a great time going around this country and meeting all of you.
Yes.
And I, as you know, I'm very disappointed that I didn't win the election.
That's okay. There's got to be a loser.
But there's one thing I did find, and that's that how much I like to go around and talk to folks. Regular folks, other folks, just talk to folks. And one of the professions that I'm considering in my next career field is actually a stand-up comedy.
Really?
Stand-up comedy.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you would go give lectures, maybe do a speaking tour.
Yes. Well, I love humor. I love laughter.
Really? Okay.
I love all of the greats. I love Abbott and Costello.
Yes, they're very talented.
I love Dennis Miller. I can't really name any other ones, but I'm learning a lot.
So just Abbott and Costello and Dennis Miller. Those are your comedy guys.
Those are my guys. Yeah, you know, Brandon, you had this girl talking about selling her underwear. Hope they weren't magic underwear.
Oh, that was a good zinger. I mean, that was a good zinger.
Hey-o.
Hey.
That's right. So,
do you want to try to do some stand-up?
So tonight I want to give if you give me 5 minutes.
I'll give you five.
Want to work out some of my bits?
Okay.
A tight five. Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna work out some of my bits.
Ian, will you play on Mitt Romney? This is a new comic to the scene. Ladies and gentlemen, give him your ears, give him your eyes, put your hands together for Mitt Romney, everybody. Mitt Romney.
Hey, it's getting hot in here. Gonna take off all my clothes. Mitt Romney. Hey, how's it going? Carantium, son of Amor, and Laban, keeper of the brass plates, they're walking to the tabernacle, and they're talking to their old friend Mahas, son of Jared, and Mahas says, "Hey, Laban, keeper of brass plates, why are you always late?" And so Laban says, "Who do you think I am? Zarahemla, the Malachite leader." And they all laughed. They had a good time, and it was very funny. It was a very funny thing. Almost as funny as the one I tell about Zedekiah, son of Judah. But that one's not really worked out yet, so I'm gonna keep that in the barrel of the gun. You know, one of my favorite stand-up comics. One of my favorite stand-up comics is a fella named Chris Rock. Chris Rock. Have you guys heard this? He walks around the stage. He talks really loud. Anyway. So Chris Rock tells a famous joke. There are two types of the black person. There are two types of black person. There are men black people and women black people. Thank you, Mitt Romney. Thank you, Mitt Romney. Thank you, Mitt Romney. That's my name. Thanks a lot. Shut up. Okay, so, quiet. Listen, I'm Mitt Romney. I'm mad as heck. I don't give a darn. I tell it like I see it, okay? Paul Ryan had a lot of fun at the convention. He was talking about how I listen to old people music. He's got the cool music on his iPod, like the AZ top and all those bands. And anyway, I was asking Paul Ryan, hey Paul, do you know any of my favorite songs? And he said, what are your favorite songs? I said, Double Your Pleasure, Double Your Fun, It's the Right Man, Right, Double Mint Gum, which is funny, right? That's my favorite song. You got another song. One of my favorite songs, I Want Chicken, I Want Liver, Meow Mix, Please With Liver. Thank you. That's a Meow Mix song. One of my other favorite songs, I'm an Oscar Mayer Wiener. That's what I am. I don't know the lyrics right now, which is funny because a wiener is like a... which is that's a very funny song. So that's one of my jokes. That's another joke. And now I'm going to bring it down to my closer. This is really where I make my money, my bread, hopefully, in stand-up comedy. Yeah, you know, a lot of people in the campaign, they got mad at me. They said I wasn't I didn't care about the environment. And I said, you know, how could I care about the environment when I'm running against a guy named Bark Obama? Bark, like on a tree. A lot of people... A lot of people, they get upset. They said Mitt Romney ties dogs to the top of his car. And I said, well, how could I like dogs when I'm running against a guy named Bark Obama? Right? Because I bark like a dog. A lot of people in the campaign also said, you know, Mitt, you don't like Muslims. And how could I like Muslims when I'm running against a guy named Bark Obama? Bark Hussein Obama. Thank you. Sorry, I messed that last one up. I've been Mitt Romney. It's been great to run for president. I love you all. And you have a good night. Dad, I'm sorry I let you down. I hope you're happy with your son. And I never liked black people the whole time. Thank you very much. I'm talking about
Mitt Romney, everybody. Very, very good stuff from Mitt and Romney. Oh, man. Thank you, Ian. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, he's a very talented man. He's a very funny man. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for David Twitty, everybody. David!
8 minutes. Oh, thank you so much. Very sweet of you guys. Like he said, I am new here in D.C. I just moved here recently. I do not care for it. Sorry. I mean, I used to live in Seattle, Washington, and I settle down. Just places. Just geographical locations. Is that the theme here? Okay. So aggressive. I used to live in Seattle, Washington, and I understood Seattle, Washington. Like, if I was at a party in Seattle, Washington, and some people were having a really involved conversation about politics, I understood those people were high. That made sense to me. They're having a good time. Tomorrow, they're going to wake up, think about other shit. But here in D.C., people are so serious and ambitious and hardworking, and I am whatever the opposite of those three things is. Like, since I moved here, I keep having this conversation where I meet someone who works at a think tank, and then I have to pretend that I know what that is. That's a place for people who took college seriously? I get it. I went to a good college. I went to a small college called the University of Puget Sound. Probably the most famous dude who ever went to my college was a guy by the name of Ted Bundy. Few recognition laughs. If you don't know who that is, listen up. You're going to learn something about what you can accomplish with a liberal arts education.
That was John Wayne Gacy. Someone was way off the mark there. Oh, the same guy who's been yelling all night. Fair enough. Settle down. This is great. This is like Arsenio if half the dog pound was too drunk to know where they were. It's amazing. This is really special. But yeah, for those of you who don't know, Ted Bundy only attended one semester at the University of Puget Sound and then went on to have a very successful career murdering people. 30 people across 7 different states. Imagine if he'd graduated, you guys. In many ways, I lacked his focus and ambition. Here's how I spent my 4 years in college. I smoked a metric ton of weed.
I got really good at Mario Kart. That's it. That's my resume. Thank you. Thank you. But I'm not qualified for anything. Like, except for like assembly line worker, checkout clerk, basically any job involving a conveyor belt. Because you see, all that Mario Kart has made me very good at watching objects approach me across a flat surface. I'm terrific at that. I deserve that. I'd be willing to work at a grocery store, but I can't promise the old instincts aren't going to kick in. Like, if you try to buy some bananas, I might just panic and dive out of the way. No promises. And I'm 24 years old. I don't feel like an adult. And it's weird being this age, because I remember being a kid, being like 9, 10 years. I mean, whatever. You know how old kids are. But I remember being younger. And 24 was a really adult-sounding age at that point in my life, and I remember imagining what the grown-up me would be like at 24, but now I'm here, I just kind of feel like a taller 9-year-old with a creative writing degree. That was an expensive step sideways, you guys. My parents spent $120,000 on that joke. Starting to feel like maybe the reason they taught me as a kid to believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny was to prepare me for the disappointment that was coming if I ever made the mistake of believing in myself. Does that sound familiar to anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, put on your sadness hats. We're going in. I mean, it doesn't help. This isn't an adult's body. Like, I mean, I'm a very slender gentleman. I'm a skinny man, you might have noticed. And, like, I've never been good at hitting on girls because, like, I'm a bad salesman. I don't believe in this product, you know? Because you gotta go into that interaction with a kind of confidence, like, hey, neither one of us is going to regret this. Let's go, you know? With me, at best, it's going to be like, well, this is going to be weird, but I don't know, you know? Just hop on this pointy little body. Let's see what happens. By the way, I'm pretty sure this is the creepiest gesture you can ever make. You can take that home with you, just like next time you're on the bus, just no facial expression. That's fun you can have for free. It's like, what am I going to say? Like, hey girl, noticed you noticing me. I was just wondering, you ever wondered what it might be like to grope around in a dark room full of elbows? No? Okay. All right. You ever made love to the sound of a dry twig breaking? Still no. You ever wanted to see what a German accent would look like naked? All right, thanks for coming along with me on that one. That's pretty abstract. It's pretty out there. But that's just what I see every day when I get out of the shower. I look in the mirror and it's just my body going, "Nine!" I live in here. I don't know. All right. I eat a lot of frozen pizza because my life is going exactly the way that I always hoped it would. I like DiGiorno's. I think they make a great frozen pizza, and I also think it's a terrific company. Yeah, you can clap for that. Fantastic company. Their marketing department is knocking it out of the park right now. They're always coming up with exciting new ways to package the product. Like a while ago, they started selling DiGiorno's frozen pizza and buffalo wings together in the same box because sometimes you want a balanced meal. And that must have been pretty popular because I just saw this at the grocery store recently. They now have DiGiorno's frozen pizza and chocolate chip cookies. And I think that's great because Lord knows how many times I've eaten an entire frozen pizza by myself in my darkened bedroom at 2:30 a.m. and thought, you know what hit the spot right now is an entire tube of cookie dough that I wouldn't bother to bake first. That would hit the spot. I mean, I hope they keep it going. That's a great marketing strategy because sad people gotta eat, right? Get into that demographic. Keep it going. Why stop at chocolate chip cookies? I'd like to see DiGiorno's frozen pizza and chocolate chip cookies and then a flask of bourbon and a handgun containing just a single bullet. The Last Supper from DiGiorno's. I'd like to see how they advertise a product like that. I picture a commercial where it's just the police officer on the scene, and he finds the leftover pizza next to the body, and he goes, well, it looks like a suicide, but we should find out who the delivery guy was, just in case he saw anything. Then his partner walks in from the other room. I don't know what's happening behind me. No harm done. Just gonna leave it there. Thanks, you guys.
David Twitty, everybody, sit down, buddy. Oh my god. Thank you, Ian. Fucking good recovery. David.
The thing is, like,
how do I say your last name?
Twitty.
Twitty.
Oh, right. Good, good. Thank you.
Thing is,
am I gonna?
Don't give her another beer.
No, no, I need another beer. I'm fine.
David, how are you?
Thank you.
That's a complicated question right now. Thing is, like, I'm trying to quit smoking right now.
Yeah?
I haven't had a cigarette in a week.
Okay.
I'm doing pretty well, all things considered. But this whole week has been such a weird fever dream.
Why?
And I'm so on edge.
You think smoking actually doesn't help with that, though?
Not... Quitting smoking doesn't help.
I understand more. Completely. Okay, so you're 24. How long have you been doing this?
About 2.5 years.
Why'd you start?
I graduated college and had no other options.
What about getting a job? Where did you... Why did you move from Seattle to D.C.?
I moved here for a woman.
Are you still together?
Yes, we are.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What does she think about the comedy?
She's very supportive.
That's good. How long you been together?
About 3 years now.
That's fantastic. So you were with her before you started.
Yeah.
That's good. Keep her.
Yeah.
Because if you don't stay with her, you're going to get sad and probably die alone.
Yeah, I'm already halfway.
If you keep doing stand-up. Yeah. What does she do?
She works at Georgetown. She works in the English department.
Cool. So she was an English grad as well?
Yes, she was.
Could she get you a job there?
No, but she has hooked me up with some fantastic temporary opportunities.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That is good. Like, it's probably $20 an hour. No health insurance, but something, right?
Yeah, but...
That's good.
I mean, the best thing about temping is that no one expects you to
give
a fuck.
It's very easy.
Yeah.
Sorry about spilling a beer during your last joke. Completely taking the momentum out of your entire set.
I tried to power through, but...
You did a good job. You did a good job.
I'm a professional, if nothing else.
You got any plugs? You want to plug something?
Well, I got a friend who has something he'd like to plug. Could I get him up here?
Absolutely.
Seriously? All
right.
Hold on, everybody.
It's a guy named Stephen Kowalski.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Stephen Kowalski, everybody. Thank you, Ian. Steven, you have something to plug.
Yeah, hey, everybody. It's me, Stephen Kowalski, and I just want to tell y'all, I've heard a lot of bad things about the Twitters, but recently I was home all day. My youngest, Leviticus, had the flu, so I had some time to kill, and as y'all know, idle hands are the devil's playgrounds or playfields, or I don't know what those things are called. But anyway, I took to the Twitters, and you can find me on Twitter at Kowalski Steven, because apparently some jackass, that's not an appropriate thing to say, some other person had my name already, but I'm on at Kowalski Steven. At Kowalski, you don't need to say that.
We'll link it in the podcast description.
Yeah.
So Kowalski, at Kowalski Steven will be linked.
And it's really all about the Lord and being a good person and resisting temptation from Satan in today's society. Thank you very much. I'm Stephen
Kowalski. That's very quality. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you.
David, you got any plugs for yourself?
No.
All right, fantastic.
I just wanted to help out my buddy there.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the very, very funny David Twitty, everybody. David, thank you so much. Awesome. Good job, man. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the very talented, one of my favorites, Mr. Ian Walters.
What's up, bitches? Brandon texted me earlier. He said he wanted some Christmas tunes for this Christmas CD that he's putting together, and I'm very much looking forward to listening to what this Christmas...
Oh.
So do something like that just to warm up. Thank you. Something slow or fast? Slow, fast, medium? What are you feeling? Slow? Okay. Right? That's sort of like what it is. I mean, that's sort of, you know, when this sounds good, it's supposed to be, you know, like all fucking macho. Right? But this is going to sound fucking 70s, I hope. All right, let me get these levels right. No way. Is that it's given me the wrong, what's it called again? All right, because this says this gave me wonderful tonight. Shit you not.
Christmas time, wonderful Christmas time.
All right, let me boost this over here. Get some nice low end on this. That's better. It's very due. The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight. That's enough. Simply have a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes all this time of year. 'Cause we simply have a wonderful Christmas time. Last time. Okay, next one. All right, I'll do this one, but then you have to give me the last one. Thank you.
tree. Well, your shit don't mean a thing, pretty baby, if you're not here with me. I have the blue, a blue Christmas without you, pretty darling. You know them old pretty little trees. When you come home, well, that's when they'll start falling. With your Christmas of white, because I'll have a blue Christmas.
There's not much to this one.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells ring the air, beauty everywhere, yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, we'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see, oh, such spirit through the year.
Everybody.
Shalom, bitches.
Shalom, bitches is right. Ian, thank you so much for doing this. Thanks for playing Christmas songs way too early. Okay. Thank you guys so much and have a wonderful night.